Welcome to a brand new episode, Morning Devotion. We will be looking through the Bible every morning. Today's special guest on your favorite podcast is Reverend Dozy Monomé, a pastor, father, and an evangelist who loves the Lord deeply. In this episode, you are going to learn how to begin your day with Jesus through His Word.
Today, as we continue our morning devotion, we are going to look at the final verse of Psalm chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Psalm chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. And if you have your Bible with you, I will encourage you to join me as we look at this passage together. And it says, "Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Hallelujah. This verse says, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Why? Because the ungodly have no weight. They will be found lacking on the day of judgment. Daniel said to King Belshazzar in Daniel chapter 5 verse 27, "You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous." This is true, isn't it? The sinners will not share the same glorious future of the righteous. The passage is about what will happen in the future, on the last days. It is about what will happen now also. It is about what will happen to those living in sin. The sinners do not belong in the congregation of the righteous if they insist on remaining sinners. So what is the challenge for those living in sin today? The challenge is to turn back to God and be saved. It is to repent and come back to Jesus. 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 to 9 says, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purifies us from all unrighteousness." Then verse 6 says, "The Lord knows the way of the righteous." You see, from this passage, we could see that the righteous can have peace because a loving God in heaven knows their way and will protect and preserve them. Isn't that amazing, my brothers and sisters? When you know that God knows you and everything you do as well. God is constantly looking after us, even in the midst of difficulties. Even when we go through challenges. Psalm 23 verse 4, David says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil." Why? Because God is with me. He is there for us, my brothers and sisters. God is at the center of everything we do. Then the second part of that verse says, "The way of the ungodly shall perish." The way of the ungodly shall perish. The way of the ungodly leads to destruction. The road of the ungodly might be broad and seem comfortable now, and the path may give them lots of company, but in the end, they shall perish. This verse mentioned the way twice. The way of the righteous, that's number one, and two, the way of the ungodly. Why? Because there is only one way to heaven. Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is the way. And I want to ask you this question, my brothers and sisters. Which way are you on? Which way are you on? As you ponder over this question, as you begin your day today, may you make decision this morning on which way you want to follow. Is it the way of the righteous? Or is it the way of the ungodly? God bless you. Bye.
Hope you enjoy this episode. Please make sure to leave a review. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Also, follow us on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Hit the subscribe now and don't miss the next episode.